Today, on 3-Minute English, I thought I might try something new. I'm going to tell you a story that includes the word drop. Each time I say drop, the word has a different meaning or usage. Do you know all the meanings? Can you recognize all the usages? Well, let's see how well you do. I'm Paul Preston from Venture English. This is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. Now let's try it. Listen to the story and just count how many times I say the word drop. My old friend Bob dropped by my house the other day. "Hello, I thought I'd drop in," he said, as he walked through my open door. "I hope it's okay." To be honest, it was not okay. I was busy working on my new computer. I dropped a lot of money on it, and it wasn't working right. "You could call," I pointed out to Bob. He just smiled. "I tried, but my cell phone kept dropping the call." I didn't say anything, and neither did he. It was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Finally, I looked up from my computer, and with a sour face, I said, "Let's just drop it. What can I do for you?" I guess the rain started about that time. I remember seeing the drops on the window. "Is it raining?" "Wow! Looks like it." Bob finally relaxed. "I came over to ask when your next podcast drops." "Every Monday," I said with pride. "Why?" Bob's face dropped. "Just once a week? It's not enough. It's just a drop in the bucket. You need to make a podcast every day." Well, that wasn't a very good story, was it?
No.
I know, I'm not a storyteller. But how many times did you hear the word drop? Did you hear it 9 times? Yep, 9 times. The first was drop by, and the second was drop in. We use these two phrasal verbs to mean almost the same thing. That is, to visit someone or someplace unexpectedly, without calling first. Well, why hadn't Bob called? Because his phone dropped the call. We say drop the call when a cell phone loses its connection. What was I doing when Bob came over? Do you remember? I was working on a computer I dropped a lot of money on. To drop money means to spend money or pay a high price for something. The next usage was an idiom. It was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Maybe you've heard this one before. It just means it was silent. So quiet that even a tiny little stick pin hitting the floor could be heard. Well, that's pretty quiet. Then I told Bob to drop it. Drop it, or drop the subject, is a slang term that means to stop talking about something, to forget about something. We noticed it was raining because of the drops of rain on the window. You probably already know about raindrops. But then Bob asked me when my podcast drops. This is another slang usage. It is used for music or media, and it means, when will it be released? Well, when I told him, his face dropped. This phrase is an idiom we use to mean that someone becomes sad or disappointed after hearing some news or seeing something. Finally, He said my weekly podcast was just a drop in the bucket. That's another idiom that means not enough. One drop of water is not enough to stand out or to fill the bucket. So, there it is. 9 ways to use the word drop. Did you know you had so many options? Well, actually, there are even a few more I didn't include. But try to use these 9 ways. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at VentureEnglish.com and leave a comment. You can find the home page on the iTunes Store 3-Minute English page. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.